Good morning, good morning, good evening, good evening, good night, good night. What's going on, everybody? It is your host, First Lady Christina Renee. You are now tuned into Pair Talk, the podcast. All right, so this is going to be episode 1 of 42 because there is exactly 42 weeks left in this year of 2023. And this year is all about doing what we're saying we're going to. This year is all about doing what we said we were going to do. And that's it. You know, this is the year of consistency. I know a lot of people may struggle with consistency. I'm going to talk about myself personally. But before we get into that, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you can find a podcast, you can actually find us. So if you just put in Parrot Talk, Reloaded, the podcast, again, I'm your host, First Lady Christina Renee. We're going to jump right into it. So just a little background. My name's Christina Renee, and I am synonymous for being inconsistent. And so I really feel like if you focus on something, you get more of that thing. And so right now, the focus for the year of 2023 is consistency. Doing what we said we're going to do the first time. But if you don't do it the first time, to continuously try to be consistent. Because I do feel like you can build bad habits, just like I said that wrong. I do feel like you can build good habits, just like you can build bad habits. So we're just going to try that in the reverse order, to build something that's going to be sustainable, that's going to be able to carry us throughout life, because you need consistency in every facet of your life. So just jumping off this episode is going to be about trusting the process. I think a lot of my personal inconsistency comes from me not being able to trust myself. In the past, I've grown through a lot of things. I've gone through a lot of things. But like right now, the stage that I am in life is learning to love myself better. And what that looks like for me in this season is trusting the process. So in my case, the process is inconsistency. So I want to trust the process with being consistent so that I don't have to deal with the burdens of yesterday, because today has enough burdens of its own. Trusting the process. Okay, so a lot of times the knowing, like the knowledge that we have in theory of something, looks very different from the actual application of that knowledge. Example, I know that I should eat healthy. I know that I should go to the gym. I know that I probably shouldn't have drank those 4 sodas. I know that. But did I apply the knowledge that I knew to the actual reality? No, I didn't. That is why I am overweight at this time. That's just being honest and putting it on the table. I'm being raw and naked for you guys to see. It just looks different. The application of the knowledge looks different. And to be honest with you, it is a lot more challenging. And if I must say this, because I've actually said this on my YouTube channel as well, Christina's Corner, for you guys that don't know, I'm sorry, it's Christina Renee's Corner. You can go ahead and check that out on YouTube too. I don't always do what I'm supposed to do. I don't. That's just a part of life. No matter how successful you get, no matter how much money you get, you do have points to where you just don't want to do whatever you need to do. But we don't want to do that consistently. You know, it's human nature. We want to be lazy sometimes, but we don't want to do that consistently, because then we develop bad habits. I ramble on a little bit sometimes. You may have to rewind it to understand what I'm saying. But for my tribe, for the people that understand me, they get it. So let's jump into this trusting the process. So again, knowing looks different than doing. So in this, I have 4 things that I want to basically go over that'll help us trust the process. For those of you that are baby stepping this, or those of you that are crawling into this, you know, eventually we're going to be running. We're going to be doing a marathon, okay? So we want to make it clear. Whatever it is that you want to do, you want to prepare for it. It is a terrible feeling to have something that has a deadline or needs to be done, and you put no preparation into it. And now You know, for all of my procrastinators, master procrastinators, that feel like, oh, I do my best work when I'm under stress. Yeah, that's bull crap. Okay, yeah, you can sway by sometimes, you can get over sometimes. But to be honest with you, as a master, I have my master's or doctorate maybe in procrastination. It gets old. You know, like, to be honest with you, it really does get old. You need to be prepared for certain things in life. If you know it's going to rain today, put an umbrella in the car. Put a poncho. Do something. I mean, come on now. Prepare in some aspect of your life. Yeah, you may have the gift of gab and you may be able to get over and borrow an umbrella. But nobody wants to go through that all the time. Sometimes have your own ish together. Just get it together. So you want to be as clear as possible in your intention when you're setting out on a new journey in life. You want to prepare for it, because the wise old saying is, if you fail to plan, plan to fail. And don't be surprised when you fail. Because if you know you did no planning, hello, you're going to fail. That's just the truth. I mean, take it from the agriculturalists. You know, when they sow things and they intend to reap those things because they put in the effort to reap whatever they sowed. Or in layman's terms, you can't expect to get something if you didn't give something. The planning is the giving. The getting is the getting. That's the reaping from your planning. So let's make it clear. Wherever it is you are in life, whatever you want to strengthen in life, write it down. Make it clear. Because if you don't understand what you want, we don't either. Okay? We don't know you. We don't know you. Okay, Sway? We don't know you. And apparently, you don't know you either. That's why you're confused. That's why you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different response. That's insanity. Look it up. It is. Come on, man. You got to do something different to get something different. That's how it goes. It is. Second thing, you want to review the plan often. You want to review this thing often. An example, you wouldn't just keep swiping your debit card without checking your account to see if you had the funds to actually make that sale happen. You wouldn't. And if you do, you're living life on the edge and it's time to make a change. Okay? It's time to make a change. Today is the day to make a change. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you it's people listening right now that do not know how much money is in their bank account. So right now, I'm going to do it with you. Okay? I want you to open your phone, use your face, use your pen, whatever you got to do. And I want you to log into your bank account right now. Log into it. Log into that bank account that you have not been wanting, because it's Sunday right now. Log into that bank account, because I know some of y'all had fun yesterday and Friday. You know, log into that bank account and see how much damage you've done. Know where you are so you can know where you're going. Okay? Look at it. Log in for real. Okay, I'm logging in. I see my bank account. I know where I am. I know what I can do if I go somewhere. You got to actually review the plan often. Look at that account. Look at those goals that you wrote down at the beginning of this year. I ain't trying to throw you under the table, but hey, I'm just saying. Look at the goals that you wrote down in December that you never looked at again. Look at them now. Review those goals. See if the things on there are actually attainable. If it's actually something you want to do, review that plan. Look at it often. Third thing, you want to execute the plan and do not deviate. As a person with shiny object syndrome, I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody else. As a person with shiny object syndrome, okay, I'm going to be the first to tell you. You guys ever seen that movie? I think it's a Pixar movie where there's an old man and a little boy, and they're trying to get to, like, I think it's the Grand Canyon or something like that. And they use like these balloons to get there. And there is a dog on there where I'm assuming his owner was a scientist or something like that. Can't remember the dog's name, but he got a collar that when he barks, it translates the barks into actual human communication. We can speak English, right? So he's like, "Hi, my name is such and such squirrel." That's legit me all the time. Legit. And it's okay. You know, those things, you just want to respond less to that stimuli. Okay, if you do get sidetracked, shiny object syndrome, look at it for a second and focus back on the objective. Okay, focus. Focus, Sway. Focus. So you want to execute the plan and do not deviate. You got to trust the process. We're going back to the initial topic of this episode. Okay, you want to trust the process. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. I like to give examples. I'm not going to lie. For the people that's close to me that's listening to this podcast, y'all already know my examples are far out. It's a heck of an examples. So I'm going to give one. You trust the process every day that if you go into your job, when you clock in, you take your lunch, come back from your lunch, and you clock out for the day. You trust that process, whether you get paid weekly or biweekly, once a month, bi-monthly, that you are going to get paid when it's time to get paid. And you trust the process, then the hours are going to be exactly what they're supposed to be. And the funny thing is, I didn't even write this down, but I'm going to say it. If an hour or a minute or 10 minutes is off on that check, you going to check somebody. Hey. HR, let me holler at you for a minute. Because you already know that you want to hold somebody accountable. But let me ask you something, Sway. How you going to hold somebody else more accountable than you hold yourself? Don't worry. I'll wait on the answer. Don't do that. We've done that in the past. Today is a brand new day. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to hold ourselves to the same standard. We're going to trust that same process. And we're going to revisit it to make sure that we are on target. Just like when you, for those of you that know, if you have a mispunch in the system, for people that work in healthcare, or I guess any occupation, if you have a mispunch, you know your hours won't calculate for that day. You know, it won't give you your actual time for the day because you're missing something. You need to look at your notes. Go back to step two. You want to review the plan to make sure you're on target. You want to make sure that when you cash your check, or when you see your hours for that check, rather, you see that stub, that it's going to be what your expectation is. And if it's not, what are you going to do? At work, you're going to fill out the mispunch form to make sure that those hours are all accounted for. So guess what? I need you to fill out the mispunch form on your goals to make sure that you hit your target. As a matter of fact, one of my good friends, she told me that she actually sets, when she writes her goals down, she sets timelines, like expiration days, just like your pay period. It is a certain time period. Like, for instance, my job, our pay period runs from a Tuesday to a Wednesday. So you have 2 weeks from that Tuesday to that Wednesday, and then from next Tuesday to that Wednesday, and that is the time period for that. You need to set a time period for what you need to get done. And if those things aren't done, baby, mispunch it. You need to put in a mispunch on yourself to make sure that if you didn't get it right on this pay period, we're going to go ahead and retro it for the next pay period. Because in talking about trusting the process, for me, we have 42 weeks left in this year, which is my pay period. My pay period runs weekly in this particular goal that I've set for myself. So that means that every week I need to have out a podcast. Okay? That's how it goes, pumpkin. It's accountability. If you want to get to the next level, you got to do what it takes to get there. Moving right on to step four, you want to reward yourself often. A type of reward could be a paycheck. A type of reward could be, I don't know, ice cream if you're into that sort of thing, or like ramen if you're into that sort of thing. Whatever rewards are for you, you want to reward yourself often. Again, I like to give examples. You are not... Oh, okay. All right. So I'm sorry. I couldn't read my writing a little bit. I was trying to write real fast. So in this example, we do not want to keep doing something that we feel like we're not getting rewarded for. Example, if you know that every time you do something for one of your friends, they never say thank you. Eventually, over time, you lose the will to want to do it because you're like, if the person doesn't appreciate what I'm doing, then why am I continuing to do it? That's in anything. That's friendships. In romantic relationships. That's in business relationships. Shoot, that's in just holding the door open for somebody going into the gas station. I've seen people get in a whole argument because the person didn't say thank you because they held the door open. At the end of the day, you know, you're not going to want to keep doing something if you're not getting appreciated for it. But guess what? You are no different to yourself. You're no different to yourself. Like, not to speak in third person, but to speak in third person. If you've done well, you ate good for lunch, you ate good for dinner for 3 days straight, you know, reward yourself. I'm not saying reward yourself like you a dog. You know, like, we're not puppies. You don't need a snack because you did good for 3 days. That's how we got into the situation we in right now. A reward could be, I don't know, a little more phone time, a little more screen time, whatever the reward is for you. But you do want to reward your successes no matter what. And so you should apply the same thing to you. You should apply the same thank you to you. Thank you, Christine and Renee, for skipping breakfast. Okay, it's my body. I do what I want to do. I don't hear nothing about it in the comments. That's what I do. That's what works for me. Whatever you do for you, consult your physician, consult God, whatever you got going on, you consult that person. But for me, Christine and Renee, you skipped breakfast. You did great. You had a great light lunch. You had a healthy dinner. Great job. We're going to do this again tomorrow. And we're going to do it again the next day. And we're going to do it again the next day. And the next day. And the next day. And the next day. I might fall off the wagon a little bit, but we're going to pick it back up the next day. Okay? That's what we're going to do. So, all right, guys. As I bring this podcast to a close, because I don't want to talk your ear off, because I will. We're going to be accountable for these 42 weeks, okay? And we have no idea what type of audience we can have at week 40. We don't know, because guess what? We have never been this consistent. We have never been so consistent to see. How do you know your full potential if you never give yourself the opportunity to grow into a sunflower? You don't know. But it's okay, because we're going to find out today. We're going to find out this year. So 2023 is the year of progression. 2023 is the year of consistency. 2023 is the year of doing what we said we were going to do. The first, second, third, fourth, and fifth time, you know, because sometimes you don't always do it right. It's a muscle. Okay, sometimes the muscle is wore out, you a little weak, but we're going to keep doing it every time. So until next week, guys, trust the process, be consistent, know that knowing is different from doing, and guess what? You're doing a great job. If nobody told you this, I'm telling you this way. You're doing a great job. Thank you for listening. And if you feel like this podcast will help somebody, go ahead and send it to them. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you, because this is my, listen, you guys can say y'all was here from the very beginning. So when we start doing these interviews with these bigger names or these well-known names, you can say I've been listening since day one. Okay? Thank you guys. Have a great productive work week. And until next time, I will catch you on the next corner. Bye guys. See you next time.